This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast that's equally about its tangents as it is about its tips. I'm your host, Megan Mattoon, and today to help me help you, I'm super, super excited. We have Jenny Rodriguez in the studio.
Hello!
Jenny has been my stylist, my go-to stylist for red carpet events and stuff for like 2 years
now.
Yeah,
2 years. Time flies, huh?
Oh my God. So anytime I go to VidCon, which is not often because there's a lot of people, when I do go, you've dressed me in every single look every day. I have a different look. Some days I have two looks.
Yeah.
And I feel in such good hands with you.
Oh, thanks, love.
I've worked with, I think, maybe one or two stylists before, mm-hmm. and it is like kind of like dating to find one that understands you and can pull you out of your box a little bit. Because when we first started working together, I think I was like, I don't wear any color.
Yeah.
None. Yeah. I wear black, white, and gray.
Yeah.
And then I think for the last, you dressed me for the Emmys red carpet and the CMAs red carpet, and I think you had pulled like a fuchsia two piece.
Yes, yes.
And I was into it. And I didn't end up wearing it because we found something else that was better. They were leather biker shorts.
I know. I love that look, though. It was like edgy, and it was like perfect for that, you know, award show.
So. Yeah. But it was so nice to get out of my box and feel like you understood what I liked, but also pushing me enough to, maybe I didn't know I liked that. And then you pulling something showed me that I could like something very bright.
Well, I think the important thing when you're building with your client as a stylist, you want to bring options that make them feel comfortable in a sense, but also bring in some like, oh, this is a little outside of our comfort zone, but I think it can be cool. And you never know, it might work, you know?
Totally.
And then, you know, they're like, oh, this was different, but I liked it. Like, I felt good in it. You know, it's always like good to bring a lot of an array of options, because if you just stick to that one like same look, it gets boring, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And expected.
So you want to like go on the red carpet and be like, oh my God, I never like thought I would see her wearing that, but it looks so good. She pulled it off, you know?
Did you always want to be a stylist, or when you were young, did you want to be something else?
I always liked fashion. I was, as a kid, like always, I was fascinated. My mom used to bring me like fashion magazines from work, and I was, oh my God, like this is so cool. But funny enough, I studied communications and broadcasting.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and that's what I got my bachelor's in. And I thought I wanted to do that for the longest time. And then one day I was like, this is not fulfilling me. Like, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. And then sure enough, my friend who worked at E! In makeup was like, hey, they're looking for an assistant. Are you interested? And I was like, yeah, like this is definitely something I want to like get into. So I went for the interview, and then like 2 weeks after, I think it was like the Oscars, I got the call that I got the job, and the rest is history from there. But yeah.
Was it a stylist assistant?
It was a stylist assistant. So I started off assisting, which is if anyone is trying to, you know, get into the styling world, assisting is like the best way because mm-hmm. you learn a lot.
Yeah.
And so I started off at assisting, and then sure enough, as time progressed and opportunities showed up, I had the time, you know, I had the opportunity to kind of like do styling at E. And then from there, opportunities stemmed outside of E as well, which was awesome.
Do you get a lot of your work through word of mouth or just by different jobs like that?
It's word of mouth, but also to like jobs like that. Like, oh, well, you should use Jenny or like, you know, like she did this job, you know. So, yeah, usually that's how it works. Or people, you know, like DMing me like, hey, I'm interested in this. And if, you know, it works out, then I also work that way.
Yeah, Instagram is so huge.
I know. It can be a really good tool if used right.
If used right.
If used right, it can be a great networking tool.
Oh, my God. Okay, we have a million questions from Instagram, but I want to ask one. Yes. Well, I want to ask two.
Okay.
First of all, what do you wish someone told you before becoming a stylist?
Oh, that's a good question. Don't take anything personal.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Don't take nothing personal. And be patient.
Oh, that's also a very good one.
Yeah.
Those are both very good. Okay. Second one before we go to Instagram.
Okay.
If you were a cartoon character, what would your outfit be? Because they can't change. You like once they are introduced, they're wearing the same thing for the entire duration of the series.
I'm very like minimal, so I think it would just be like jeans, like a white tee and a cool like leather jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like some cool sneakers.
I feel like that's what G-Eazy would wear too. If he was a cartoon character.
Yeah, I think so too.
I feel like me and G-Eazy have the same style.
Oh my God. You know what? His style is pretty cool. I like his style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have a masculine vibe. Okay. Instagram. I asked you guys on Instagram stories for a bunch of questions based off of fashion and style, and we have so many. And I think this is going to be great because I can't answer these. So this will be good that you are here to help. Okay.
Let's
see. Oh, this, we're starting deep already.
Oh, okay.
From Shettle _ A, it says, what is a good tip in feeling confident in your clothes?
I think the biggest thing is finding options that are flattering to your figure, you know, because if you wear something that isn't flattering, you're going to feel uncomfortable the entire time. Mm-hmm. That's why I always say, like, trends are not for everyone. Like, don't follow the trend just because it's hot. Like, follow something, wear something that is good on, like, that looks good on you, because then you'll radiate that. You know,
absolutely.
You'll be confident in it. Like, no matter if it's on trend or not, like, that's your, it fits your body, you feel good, and people can, will notice that.
Right. I saw something, I'm sure I cannot find it in the amount of these, but when I was looking earlier, somebody mentioned about if they, this, I think they said that if they have PCOS, which I looked it up and it was
polycystic ovary syndrome.
How do you know everything? It's polycystic ovary syndrome, and where you carry your weight in the midsection.
Yeah.
So, and they were wondering how to dress for that body type. If you've got like almost like a pear shape, what's a good flattering style for that type of body shape?
I feel like if you wear like a mid-rise or a high waist, it hides it. You know, sometimes a mid-rise will hit right in that belly section and you won't see it as much because the jeans or like the skirts will cover it.
Yeah.
Also wearing like Spanx underneath. Spanx are like, everyone wears Spanx. Like, they're the lifesavers of everyone, you know? So that also helps, you know, suck things in a little bit more. So your, it looks, you know, your clothes look more flattering.
Yeah. Like a little silhouette.
Yes, exactly.
Like a little hug.
I always feel like high waist jeans, it just like sits so nicely on everyone, on any shape. It just gives you a really nice figure.
Britney Spears is still rocking the low cut.
I know. And
why?
She's still, she could still see the thong.
It's crazy.
She's
doing her own thing.
She's doing her own thing.
We say, okay, Brit, we see you. We see you working out. She's the cutest.
I know.
There's a lot of this type of question.
Okay.
Your dad mad asks, what should everyone have in their closet? And there's a lot of these that are like closet essentials. So what are a couple things? This can go for, we can do this for girls because there's a lot of guys' fashion style questions that I'll get to later. But for a female's closet or a more feminine closet, what are, I guess, some go-to pieces that everyone should have in their closet?
I think a good pair of denim. Because we wear denim every day and you can easily like elevate the look either by if you're going to go out at night. It's very transitional. So, like, if you're going to go out at night, you can wear, like, a booty or a heel and then just on a jacket and you're out the door, you know? So, good pair of denim for sure. A black dress. You can never go wrong with wearing a black dress. So if you can't find anything to wear, you wear a black dress, throw on some earrings and, like, a pair of, like, pumps and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a very good staple I always tell all my clients to have. A leather jacket. You know, you can't go wrong with a leather jacket. It's just easy. You mm-hmm. can wear it all seasons. And again, it's very transitional. A good pair of sneakers, you know, just all clean white ones that you can wear with dresses, skirts, jeans, pants. And what else? Like a good blouse.
What constitutes a good blouse?
I would say Theory or Vince has really nice blouses.
Okay.
They're just simple, but you, again, you can dress them up and down, like mm-hmm. with jeans, pants, skirts, whatever the look is. And also, too, I would have to say a good pair of black pumps.
Mm-hmm.
A good pair of black pumps or strappies.
I'm like, check, check, check. I have all these things. But I also buy so much. Oh, my God. We'll get into that at some point.
Also, too, like a nice coat, you know, like a camel coat, gray coat. Those are good staples to have, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, especially during the winter. I mean, we don't get winter here in L.A. often. But when it starts getting a little bit colder, it's a good layering piece because you can just throw on your jeans, white tee, and then you throw on the coat and you look put together.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of layering, sometimes I run into a problem where I'm trying to layer, but then it becomes so bulky and then mm-hmm. I can't put my coat on. How do you layer without looking bulky?
I usually just get really thin, long sleeve shirts or even just like a t-shirt, and then I throw on like a sweater. So like right now I'm wearing a t-shirt underneath this sweater, and then I have a coat in the car. But I make sure that the coat has space mm-hmm. in it. In the sleeves especially, where I won't look like right. Like a snowman. Or I can't, like, drive because I'm too, like, stiff, you know? So I definitely feel just getting, like, really thin t-shirts or long-sleeve shirts for winter and just wearing it under, like, a sweater or a jacket. It's the easiest way
right.
to layer.
What about, there's a lot of guys' style questions, okay. but it just says, help with guy's stylism. August needs to sleep. Okay. It sounds like he also wants some styling help. But do you style a lot of men or women, or do you kind of have like a healthy variety on your roster?
I think I have a healthy variety on both ends. As far as guys, I feel like less is more.
Mm.
You know, like I feel like guy style is so easy because they can easily throw on like a cool pair of trousers, some sneakers, a jacket and a hat, and they're out the door, you
yeah.
know? So the less pieces, the better they look. At least I think so. Like, even, like, a cool jacket, a white t-shirt, a pair of jeans, a boot, or, you know?
Ooh, a
boot. Or, like, a loafer could look really cool.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I remember I dated this guy that only wore loafers. I don't even think he wore socks with them. It was, like, just loafers and, like, a naked ankle and cropped trousers. And I was like, this is hot.
I love trousers. So I love the cropped trousers. I think that every guy should own a pair of cropped trousers because
yeah.
you can wear them with so much. Like, again, a white t-shirt, black t-shirt, gray t-shirt, a button-down, a jacket. There's so much you can do with a good pair of cropped trousers.
What's the hottest outfit you can think of for a man? Like, if you saw a man wearing this, you'd be like, oh, my God, like, melt into a puddle.
I would definitely say, like, a cool jogger. Like,
ooh.
Like, a really, like, Rude. Have you heard of the brand Rude?
No.
They have the best trousers for guys.
Okay.
Yeah. They're just, like, very transitional. Like, you know, guys can wear them all seasons. They can wear them out. Or just like casual wear with a cool sneaker and a chunky sock. But I would say definitely one of their trousers, a clean Common Project sneaker,
ooh.
A white t-shirt, and just like a denim jacket or a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Or in a beanie or like a hat.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a hot outfit.
I'm trying to think of what I would think is so much. Well, the thing is, I like comedy nerds. So I'm like, a sweater vest. No, not a sweater vest. Like, I think, like, a good pair. I mean, if I saw a guy that was wearing what you just described,
yeah.
I mean, I'd be like, he's too cool for me.
Oh, my gosh,
so,
stop.
If the guy had, like, a low-profile all-white sneaker, That's so cute. And just like good fitting jeans, not too skinny, but definitely not baggy.
Yeah.
And like a black short sleeve t-shirt. Just that. Like, oh my God.
But see how simple their mm-hmm. fashion is? Like, it's so easy. Just putting the right pieces together,
mm-hmm.
they look put together really easily, you yeah. know? So can women, but I'm just saying there's more elements to our outfits, and guys are just easy and, you know, they could just throw on a shirt and like some jeans and a hat and they're out the door.
Yeah.
We have to worry about our hair, our makeup, everything else.
So much work being a woman. Izzy with a million Z's, 23, asks, tip for plus size girls, please.
Again, I would just say finding the right pieces that fit the silhouette the best. You mm-hmm. know, like whether it be a good pair of jeans that hit right. Like, right at the waist. Because I feel like you can wear whatever you want, no matter what size you are, as long as it fits good, you know? That's the biggest thing. You just have to find the right pieces that fit your figure, because that's what you're going to feel most confident in, mm-hmm. you know?
Or if there's, like a cut of something or, like, a piece.
Like high-waisted jeans again. You know, I feel like those are super flattering on anyone.
My savior.
Yeah. Usually just that, like just finding pieces that are flattering and don't have too much going on. I feel like that's the best piece of advice I can give.
That's my whole closet. Yeah. I don't think I have anything with a pattern.
Yeah.
This is a question that came up a lot from _ Ali Huang. How do you find your style? That's tough. I mean, I think I'm figuring that out now, but yeah, how do you, because trends change so much.
So much.
That how, what's like the best way to find your style when you don't really know what you like?
I think it's just trying a little bit of everything until you find the pieces that make you feel the best. So like, say you like, I don't know, say you like hipster style, right? You like, oh, I like a little bit of that. But then you incorporate that with like the minimal style. You know, you just kind of play around with all the trends and then you kind of make your own style, you know, just by picking and choosing. I feel like at least that's what I've done, you know, with myself and my clients too. Like they'll send me pictures and then I'm like, wait, this is nothing like what you sent me. Like, oh, but I want to try this. So it's just kind of like picking and choosing what you like from every trend.
Right.
You know, or like something you see like in a magazine or like a celebrity wearing. I feel like when you just have to figure out like that one thing you like and then you make a look out of it.
Is there a trend that you hate? Or that you just cannot get on board with, or you won't style your clients in it? Not that you won't, but if they really won't.
This is a good question. I'm trying to think. Honestly, I'm not really into, like, the lime green anymore. Okay.
Like the Billie Eilish vibes.
Yeah, I'm not really into that anymore. Or, like, the super, like, spandex dresses.
Bodycon.
Like, I can't do that no more. I'm like, no, let's keep it chic and minimal. I can't. Yeah.
That's good to have you, like, rein it back if someone's, like, trying to go crazy. You're like, hang on.
Or, like, when they try to, like, wear too much. Like, you have a pattern here and then your shoes are loud. When it's just too much of one thing, I feel like I can't. I'm like, no. Like, let's tone it down. Like, if you're going to do something bold on top, make sure, like, your bottom is, like, a solid and more minimal. Because I feel like it just looks more sleeker than when you have so much going on.
Yeah. There's a question here somewhere that was asking about mixing patterns.
Mm-hmm.
What is there, like, a rule for that? Not that I've never done it because I am so confused. But I know that you can.
Yeah.
What's the rule for mixing patterns?
I think just seeing what patterns look best together. So I've tried a lot of different things. I'm like, oh, and sometimes I'm just like, I would have never thought this would look together. Like this would look good together. But it's just like playing around, you know, like, oh, maybe this plaid will look really good with this tweed skirt, you know, or like okay. just like mixing, like playing around with patterns and seeing which one like catches your eye.
Right, so it's almost like a mix of textures, too.
Yes.
Okay.
And seeing what looks good next to each other, and then even on, you're like, okay, this looks good on.
Right.
You know?
That trying things on is the biggest tip that I can give to anyone, especially, like, because I thrift shop so much.
Yeah.
Ugh, something can look great. That's why I guess I should stop online shopping, because you can't try anything on.
I don't like online shopping at all, because something can look really good on that model, or even just, like, the picture of it can look really pretty, and then you get it, and it looks nothing like
nothing
how it looked online.
Everyone's lying to me.
Or even when you go to the store, like, it can look really good on the hanger, and then you try it on, and you're like, this looks absolutely horrible.
Oh, my God. Me in a dressing room, like, sometimes I'll be trying a pair of pants on, and it won't go above my knees, and I just am laughing.
But
I'm like, this was ridiculous for even trying.
But you know what, though? Like, something for everyone to keep in mind, that it's, don't, like, freak out that it's you. It's just every store is different. Like, their sizing is different. Like, Zara, I can be a size 4 in there sometimes, and then I'm a size 10. And I'm like, how did that happen? But it's just, like, different fabrics fit different on everyone. So don't be so hard on yourself. Like, that's one of the biggest tips I can give, just because everything is made differently.
Right.
And it fits different, too.
Right. Macareg asks, tip for accessories. And there's that one Coco Chanel quote that's like, before you leave the house, take one accessory off or something like that. What's your stance on accessories?
I'm very minimal with accessories. I feel like I love when you, like, layer chains, you know, finding the right chains, gold chains, silver chains. I think that's, like, a really cute and feminine accessory to have. Or layering your bracelets, you know, like, I feel like adding, like, a bold statement bracelet and then doing, like, the little thin ones.
Yeah.
Can be really nice, and just, like, it makes a statement without being so loud, you know?
That's the whole thing. It's, like, when it's when anything is too much, it's, like, what are you trying to prove to us?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I'm so minimal with my clothes. I need to be a little bit more adventurous, but I'm trying to get to a point where I'm only buying things that are really quality and stop online shopping. And, like, because as much as I thrift shop, I do buy from whatever, Zara, Forever 21 sometimes for just basics. And, I mean, one Forever 21 shirt has lasted me, like, 6 years. And I don't know how.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, what?
My return on investment for that shirt, oh, my, I'm getting paid to wear it, basically. But I'm trying to just find one good piece of everything, like, one white button down and one go-to pair of jeans, one, like, Chelsea boot and one sneaker. I just like shopping too much. I don't know how to chill out.
I feel like it's, like, I know what you're talking about, like, having those key pieces and just, like, making different outfits. I think that's great. But if you want to try, like, different types of, you know, styles, you can. I would say don't spend your money on those, on the trendy stuff. That's why it's great to have options like Zara and Topshop, because you can buy the trendy stuff and not spend so much money, you know, because then you're going to want to get rid of it. So it's like, oh, imagine you spend, like, say $500 on a shirt and you wear it, like, only during the time that trend is in, right? And then the trend is over and you're like, I'm never gonna wear this shirt ever again. And it's just sitting in your closet. Oh, so definitely don't spend your money on the trendy stuff. Spend your money on the timeless pieces, like jeans, a good leather jacket, a good button-down shirt, you know, a good pair of leather pants.
Yeah.
Because those you're going to be able to wear all the time.
And you can pair them with the trendy stuff.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And you get more bang for your buck.
Basically. Absolutely. This is from the same person, but I like the question, so I'm going to ask it.
Okay.
She asks, she or he or they ask, how to look more fashionable. What's one tip, like one thing you can do that can make you look more fashionable?
I would, you know what, I love a good pair of trousers. I feel like trousers just make you look so chic, you know? And you can wear trousers with a t-shirt or a nice blouse and just throw on a leather jacket or a jean jacket or a coat. And you look so put together and so nice and, like, effortless, but still very, like, fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you say trousers. I'm going to say I do a French tuck or a full tuck almost all the time.
I love that.
In trousers. I've been doing this thing lately. I did it one time yesterday. I wore a band tee that I tucked into trousers and put, like, white Vans on. And I felt great.
That's so cute.
Mm.
It's like, but see, it's like just putting, like, mixing different you know, styles, like the band tee. It can be a casual, you know, look, but you're putting it with a pair of trousers and you're elevating the look.
Yeah.
You know? And then you're keeping it still very, like, sporty with your sneaker, which is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One from each category.
Exactly.
Almost.
Exactly.
Okay, before we go into all the other questions, we should take a break where Jenny gives us an extra piece of advice that you can find at Just a Tip Podcast on Instagram, and we'll be right back to answer more of them.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, jeans are so, like, once you find the right pair of jeans that fit you, game over. Like, I went through everything. I went through every phase. I went through my Zara phase. I went through the Topshop Jamie jeans for a while.
Oh, my God. I had every single wash of the Jamie
jeans. Me too. And then I was like, the more I wore them, I was like, I started seeing that they were like fading. And I'm like, man, I'm spending like 70, 80 bucks on these jeans. And then after a while, like, they're trash. Yeah. So then one day I was like, let me just go see what the hype is about these redone jeans. And I went and I tried them on. And I literally, like, every month I buy myself a new pair of redone jeans.
And these, redone is they're the reference. They're not, they're Revolve, right?
No. They're Levi's. But they're, like, they just called them / redone because I guess they were vintage jeans that now they've, like, remade.
I saw this on Revolve's website, so that's why I thought it was Revolve. But redone is your favorite jean. Can we say that, confidently?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm going to go, because I know this is going to be a question about jeans.
Yeah.
So we'll just answer it now. Because a lot of people have asked how to find the best jean. And I'm still looking at that too. I bought one pair of jeans in Thailand that I tailored myself. For some reason, they fit great. But I want to buy a new pair of jeans that feels really, really good. So you think redone?
Redone is the best. I have a black pair, a gray pair, two dark denim wash, and they fit so good.
Do they fit true to size?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Oh my God, that's my present to myself for my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's been one pair, I think. It was a little bit more stiffer, the denim, so I had to go up a size and then had to get them taken in a little bit at the waist. But for the most part, my hips and, like, my waist, it fit pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't fit, like, the gap wasn't, like, extreme, but I like them to be a little bit tighter. But, yeah, I would say they're the best jeans. And they have a new one, a new style that just came out. It's called, I think it's a high pipe stove. Let me check. I don't want to give you the wrong.
I need jeans so bad. I've just been basically Marie Kondoing my closet every single time I look at it. And sometimes on the weekends, I'll just try whatever's in my closet on and then just start giving a pile to Poshmark because I'm like, this doesn't feel amazing to me. And the jeans are the hardest to find.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, I tried every possible jean and I was like, these don't look good.
Yeah, these don't hit quite
these
right.
These don't look good on me. These are called the Redone High Rise Stovepipe.
I can't wait to have
those. Those are the best ones. I have the stonewash looking ones.
Yeah.
And they have just like one hole at the knee and the other one's just like regular. But they look so good. And you can wear them out with a booty. They look so chic with a booty.
Mm-hmm.
Or like with a pump, you know, and you just wear like a tee and like your leather jacket and you look so cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to have that.
Yeah, you definitely need those.
Good jeans are so hard to find. And I don't buy jeans off the rack anymore, like new. I mm-hmm. only buy them vintage.
Mm-hmm.
But trying on vintage jeans sucks sometimes because it'll be like a 28, but it'll be tailored to be like a 24.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't even know what size I am in this.
I know, because I used to go to Wasteland to look for denim too, and I had the same problem. But yeah, these I actually bought at Barney's before mm-hmm. Barney's, you know, everything happened with Barney's. But I bought all my jeans that I have now from Barney's. But you can find them at Nordstrom. Revolve has them. And Neiman's has them too.
Yeah, I think I've been waiting so long to pull the trigger because I do think the redone jeans are, what, like $325?
They're $235.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God, I can't. But then I think I have to because they will last forever and I'll wear them so much.
Forever. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to spend your money on pieces that are going to last you a very long time because you're getting your money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
If you're spending your money on like jeans that are $30 from H&M, you know, or Zara, they're only going to last so long before they start ripping mm-hmm. or they stretch out, you know, and you're like, why are these jeans always stretching out, you know?
Yeah.
So I definitely feel like you should, that's a good investment piece for your closet.
I will be buying that after we're done here. Ooh, this is a fun one. Skylar.Shipes asks, dressing on a budget, how do you look chic without spending too much money?
Again, you can go to Zara. Mm-hmm. You know, Zara has great stuff like that. Sometimes I'm like, wow, this looks exactly like that one piece I saw at Barney's or Neiman's. You know, it's just like learning how to look for pieces that don't look so cheap, you know.
Sorry to interrupt, but I want to go deeper into that.
Go ahead.
What makes a piece look cheap in like your professional eye?
Just like the way the stitching is, or if the fabric feels like not so good, and you're like, oh, it feels like almost like plastic. You're like, what? This is not.
What?
No. And like, you can tell too, like even in jackets sometimes, like the way that the material feels on the inside or just like the seams, you're like, oh, no, this doesn't look good. So it's just like keeping an eye for those things. And you can find great things at Zara or like Topshop that don't cost so much money and you still look so chic and like fashionable.
For this person says, Ali.Wang, wait, you have a stylist? Would love to hear more about that. I think if people have a similar body type to me, I'm 5'4", since you've worked with me for the past couple of years and seen my body kind of also change and mm-hmm. my style mm-hmm. kind of develop, what would you say looks best on my body type? Like when you're pulling for me, what type of stuff are you looking for specifically?
I think high waist looks great on you. And I keep saying high waist, but I feel like it's just such a good, like, it's such a good style for everyone, you know, because it's so flattering. It accentuates that area. You're like tiny and then, your curves and it embraces your curves. So I feel like I always look for something that's going to be flattering to your figure. So definitely high-waisted. You have great legs. So I try to look for flattering dresses, like short dresses, you know, mm-hmm. that also look really good. Edgy pieces, of course, because I feel like you're a little edgy. So I try to like incorporate all those three together when I'm looking for pieces for you.
I'm kind of short, so I know that sometimes we have to hem a lot because I guess really short when it comes to like sample sizes.
Yeah, of course.
If you were to have to dress me and we didn't have a tailor, how would you make me look taller if we really loved one of the pieces?
Oh man, that's a tough question.
I know.
Megan. Oh my goodness, I'm like, I can't do anything without a tailor.
I know, right? Or I guess if maybe it wasn't a piece that had to be tailored, but I wanted to look longer or something. Like maybe say that I wanted to look like I was 5'7 on the red carpet. What would you dress me in, knowing my body type?
Dang, that's a good question. I think I would definitely have to put you in some kind of pant and then just like,
ooh,
as a cool like pant, and then just making sure you wear like a chunky heel or something so you can look taller, but definitely a pant.
Like a wide leg pant that goes over the...
A wide leg pant that would cover the heel.
Yeah, you gotta hide the
secrets.
Because
I've done that before where... Actually, that's you just reminded me. I've done that when I had a client and we had to go right on set and we didn't have time to have a tailor.
Ooh.
So I top sticked the pant from the inside and I just gave her like the biggest platform she had. And I was like, you're good to go. And I was just like praying to God that the pants didn't come undone. But for you, I would just definitely get like a cool like wide leg pant with a platform heel.
Hot.
Yeah.
Speaking of top stick, because I didn't know about this until we started working together, what are a couple, we can explain what top stick is, which is essentially like really heavy duty tape that holds in place whatever you
want.
And
it's double sided. So like you put it, say your top is low cut and you need to like, you know, make sure that it doesn't like pop when you're sitting. You put the tape on the inside and it sticks on both sides of the shirt. So it sticks to your skin and then it sticks to the shirt so it stays in place.
It is the biggest lifesaver. I love it. There's something, I bought it off of Amazon, but it's like a rollerball. It's kind of like top stick, but in a rollerball format. So when I'm wearing a one-piece bathing suit, I just like put this on my ass cheek and then I stick my bodysuit on it and it stays perfectly. It's waterproof too, I think.
Interesting.
It's crazy.
I'm like, I might need to put that in my kit. Thanks, Megan.
You're welcome. Do you have any other tips on red carpet style? If people can't afford a stylist or don't have access to a stylist, what are some good...
I would say good places to go find options for
sure,
a red carpet.
Or like pieces or how to even find what to wear at a red carpet.
It just depends on like what the event is, you know, because some red carpets are more flashy than others. So it's just depending on what it is. But I feel like you can go to like rental houses and you can rent a beautiful piece and you don't spend a lot of money because you're just renting it, you know? And they're pretty affordable. Like the Ruby's a great option. Like I would definitely go to the Ruby if you're on a budget, you know, and, you know, you're like tight on time. The Ruby's great.
Is that I've only heard of Rent the Runway before.
Rent the Runway is another good one.
Is it the same thing? Same
no,
concept?
The Ruby's different. The Ruby's like a rental house here in LA.
Okay.
So if you're in LA, I would suggest going to the Ruby because they have tons of options of beautiful gowns, you know, and you rent it for an affordable price and you look great on the carpet, you know. So you can be wearing, let's say, like a Saint Laurent dress for like $150.
Oh my God, my dream. One of my first big purchases was YSL shoes.
Oh.
I don't wear them anymore because they're too small. But
really? Have you tried getting them stretched?
Oh no.
Yeah, you can get them stretched because European sizes, like I have a pair of Chanel flats and they hurt my feet the first time I wore them and then I got them stretched.
Oh.
And now I can wear them with no, like easy, no problem.
I should do that. One time I tried to stretch it myself and I wore like three pairs of socks and then blow dried it on high heat.
Yeah.
Open it. Oh my God, that was
no,
tough.
You just have to go to like a shoe place and they can stretch them for you.
Mm,
yeah.
Love that. Ooh, this is a fun question that we can both answer. _ Wilbur Aquino asks, what can you wear when there's nothing to wear? What do you wear when you feel like you have nothing in your closet?
Oh, I just go to my to-go-to jeans.
Yep, same.
I go to my jeans, I grab like a white t-shirt.
Same.
And then I throw on a jacket and like my sneakers. And then I'm like, okay, this looks okay. You know, I'm like, I look put together. And then, yeah, and then people are like, oh my God, I like your outfit. I'm all, really?
Like,
it took 5 minutes. But,
right.
You know, or like a cool blazer too. Like you can do a blazer, a t-shirt, jeans, and a sneaker. And you look, you know, like put together, no problem.
I always put hoops on, and that's the easiest way to elevate something. Just
yes, that's another way to elevate accessories. You know, that's why I say like necklaces. If you layer them right, men and women
totally
can wear them, and they look cool. You know,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Your outfit's cool. Like you have a little like
You're doing a thing over there in the neck area.
Or lipstick, too.
Oh, my God, I wish. I used to wear a lipstick called Revlon 525, and it was like a
very specific red.
Yeah. I would wear it all the time, and I haven't wore a red lip in years now. I always wear a nude lip.
Yeah, I think red lipstick is a good statement, especially if you're just wearing, like, jeans and, like, a white T-shirt. You throw on red lipstick, some hoops, and
you're like,
you look...
Oh, my God.
And, like, immediately you're like, oh, I feel so confident.
Totally.
Like a little bit of sass.
Right. Just a little smidge of sass. Going back to blazers, because I know that sometimes when I put a blazer on, if I don't pair it well, it looks so business. How do you get away from making it look business and more trendy?
I love doing the belt with the blazers.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a good way of, like, taking it so you don't look like you have, like, a 9-to-5, like, office job. Or even if you do have a 9-to-5 office job, you can still make the blazer look really cool just by doing a belt, like a chunky belt, you know, and then just wearing a T-shirt underneath, and then you just do your blazer, and then you do the belt, and it looks really cool.
Yeah.
You can even do the blazer with, like, a skirt, too, and then nylons.
Ooh.
And a cool booty, you know? Like, there's so many ways.
So 90s. I love that.
Mm-hmm. But a blazer is a good staple, too, to have in your wardrobe, because you can do a lot.
Absolutely.
Or shorts, too. You can do shorts in a blazer.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, like shorts, T-shirt, blazer, sneakers, or like heels, a booty.
Just anything with a blazer works.
My mind just starts going off. I'm like, what else can I do?
Lennon AACG. This is a fun question. I like this one a lot.
Okay.
Hopefully we can both try to answer it. What is your number one rule of what not to do when it comes to fashion?
This is a good question. I would say, again, I'm going to go back to what I was speaking on earlier, just not wearing anything that's not flattering for your body, because, you're not going to feel comfortable, you know? So if you're wearing something that you're like, oh, this is a trend, and then you put it on, you're like, this does not look good on me at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just sticking to things that you feel confident in, that's the biggest advice I have.
I would say don't take size, like you were saying, so personally, because everyone makes different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
All the fabrics are different. And so especially when it goes for thrifting jeans, like if I fit into a 32, I fit into a 32.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
Does it fit? Right.
Yeah. That's why I always say, I'm like, just wear things that are flattering and that you feel good in.
Yeah.
You know, because if you feel good in it, you're going to radiate that.
Totally. And you always say that when we're trying to pick the favorite of whatever. We usually do like 3 outfits and send those pictures, and the people, whoever I'm working with, has to like approve it.
Right.
And it's always the best litmus test to go like, do you feel good in it? Because you're going to have to, I have to talk to a bunch of people if I'm doing interviews on the red carpet. Imagine if I felt bad. I wouldn't be able to do my job well.
And you can tell when someone doesn't, regardless if you're a host or you're just like, you know, like an average person, you can tell when you don't feel comfortable in your clothes because you keep pulling on it. You're just like uneasy in it. So when you wear something, regardless of what size you are, that you feel confident in, people are going to notice that. And you're going to walk in a room and you're like, wow, you look amazing, because you're radiating that pot, like that confidence, you know, because
right.
you feel good in what you're wearing.
I think that goes on to fabrics, too, like you were talking about, if something was itchy. That's the thing. I think when I was younger, I would just buy things because they were on sale.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If I just never did that, I would save so much money.
Yeah.
Because it's like, even when you go thrifting and you're like, oh, my God, this wool sweater is incredible. But if it's wool, and my skin type hates wool.
I can't do wool either.
I cannot.
Yeah.
And so it's just knowing that. And making sure that you're honest with yourself, like, am I going to feel great in this, or do I want it because it's half off?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, that's another thing too, like when keep in mind when you're shopping, don't just buy things because they're on sale, you know, like, oh, but it's $5.99 and it's going to sit in your closet for like 6 months and you're never going to wear it. And you're like, man, that $5.99 or whatever, it could have gone towards something else that
totally.
You're going to wear all the time.
Yeah. If I saved all my $5.99 sale clothes, I could have so many redone jeans by this point in time. Someone asked, where do you get your inspiration from? Where do you get your fashion inspiration?
Oh, man, from a couple of places. I usually look on Vogue. Vogue.com. I look at the runway. I love to see like what the designers are, you know, what they have going on during their shows. And I get a little bit of inspiration from each, like each show that I look at, each designer, like what their, you know, what their collection is. Also too, like I love fashion books. So I love to look at vintage fashion books too, like old Chanel, old Saint Laurent. When I was in Paris this year, I actually went to his museum.
Ooh.
And it was so cool because it was his actual atelier that he would work out of.
Wow.
And the sketches were on there and you saw some of his collection too.
Like, that's incredible.
So it was cool. And you're like, so because the one thing about fashion, it always comes back, right? We see a lot of trends come back. You're like the 90s right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like Friends, like everything they wore on Friends, everyone's wearing now.
It's been here for a while, the 90s trend.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I always like to look at what, like, past, you know, like designers, what they did, and then incorporate that somehow into the now.
How do you know that the next style up is coming back? Like, do you ever think of how to think forward, like think in the future of what's going to come back so you can stay ahead of the curve?
I definitely, that's why it's so important to like do your research, like go on Vogue, go on Elle, go on Women's Wear Daily, because you see what the designers are creating or what the runway shows look like. You're like, okay, so this is coming up next, you know? And also too, like what I love, what these fashion magazines are doing, they show street style from different parts of the world.
Cool.
You know, cause like Japan, Tokyo, they're so more like far advanced than the US, you know, like a lot of like, even Europe too, they're very advanced when it comes to fashion. So I feel like just seeing like what they're wearing, you kind of, you're like, okay, cool. So this trend is coming back, you know?
What
like
do you
the baggy pants
right
now, like that's such a trend.
Totally.
And that was seen like last year in Tokyo.
Right.
You know, and you're like, oh, okay.
You're like, I get it, Tokyo.
I get it.
Japan. Our last question is from Busy Bee. I like this one a lot. How to update your wardrobe with things you currently own.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, it's hard because it's not a hard question, but because sometimes I'll be trying to get dressed and I'm like, I hate everything that I have. And then sometimes I'll just go, let's see the weirdest thing I can put together or try to do something that I haven't done before. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, this outfit is actually very fun.
Yeah, I think it's just taking like when in those moments where you're like, I don't have anything to wear, just like taking a little breath. Okay, let me go back in here because I have mornings like that too, you know. But it's just playing around with what you have, you know. So like say you have a cool pair, like, okay, I love these jeans. Let me see what I have in here. Oh, maybe this cool top I haven't worn in a while, you know? And, oh, this, what about this cool, like, I compare it with this cool, like, denim jacket or leather jacket that I have. So I would just say just, like, playing around with your closet, you know, with the pieces that you have. And then, you know, you can make a new look out of what you have, you know?
Totally.
Just, like, tops, jackets, you know, jeans, skirts, or, like, the one thing I've found myself doing as of recently is like I have all this jewelry that I don't wear.
Yeah, same.
So I'm like, I'm gonna start wearing my jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, and it's gonna make my outfit look different. So I would say even doing that, like incorporating like a piece of jewelry into your look.
Yeah.
Say it's a pair of jeans, a white t-shirt, and you're like, oh, I'm just gonna do like all denim. Adding a pair of hoops, you know, or like a statement earring, you know, and I feel like that updates your look, your, you know, so I feel like that's a good little tip.
Yeah, one thing that I did a while ago was I switched all of my hangers to be reversed just so I could know when I wore something. And all the pieces that were unreversed, this is like the weirdest way to say this story, but like I, whatever I didn't wear in a 2-week period, I would see that hanger and I would go, I need to find a way to wear this. Mm-hmm. And if I can't, then I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good way to not only figure out another thing to wear, but also what you actually are wearing and what you don't need to keep anymore.
I always say, like, if you haven't worn something in your closet in the last 6 months, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because it's going to sit there.
Totally.
You know, that's how I do it for myself. I'm like, all right, I haven't worn this shirt in almost a year, I'm going to get rid of it. And then you make room for new stuff.
Right.
You know, you can go Wasteland, Crossroads, Poshmark. There's so many ways where you can sell your clothes and then you get money for new stuff.
Right.
You know?
I read that rule somewhere too. Whatever you buy, take one thing out. Yeah. So you're basically just replacing whatever you have. So you don't end up with too much stuff.
Yeah, because it's less is more.
Less is more. And that's, I think, a perfect place to end.
Yes.
Jenny, thank you so much for helping out. I hope you guys learned a lot. This has been a great lesson in fashion. I only can think of these redone jeans. Like, I am leaving right now to go buy them.
Get them. They're like, you're going to be obsessed with them.
I can't wait to be obsessed with something else. Where can people find you on the internet if they want to check out more of you?
I have a website, styledbyjennyrodriguez.com. And then on Instagram, it's styledbyjennyr and Jenny with a Y. And Twitter, too, styledbyjennyr.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Too easy. If you all have a sticky situation or burning concern, call us at 805-751-9071. You give us your age and we'll give you quasi-wisdom or, in this case, real expert advice. See you next week on Just a Tip. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.